Now, electric car drivers say people shouldn't worry too much about an apparent lack of public charging points in Northamptonshire. There are a couple at Silverstone and at the motorway services, one in Daventry, a couple in Kettering, and four in Northampton. There are more in Corby than the rest of Northamptonshire put together. 14 in Corby. Nick Bolton from Electric Corby showed BBC Radio Northampton's Willie Gilder the charging points at the Corby Enterprise Centre and explained just why the town has more chargers than anywhere else in the county.
We went for a big investment in infrastructure in Corby, deciding that the future was going to be electric or electric hybrid over the next 10-15 years, and wanting Corby to be at the forefront of that change.
Around the rest of Northamptonshire, really a very few charging points. How come we've got so many in Corby?
I think a combination of somebody with an interest and a willingness to try and push the agenda, which we were. Electric Corby were keen to do that for Corby's benefit, but we also identified some pots of money that would help us do that, European money in part and central government money in part.
But electric vehicle owners that I have talked to today say, actually, this is a bit of a fallacy, because if you charge up at home, you don't need the public charging points so much.
That is true. And a lot of people will charge at home and charge at work increasingly. A lot of businesses are now installing very simple points at work to charge. The truth is, I think the public generally need to know that there's somewhere else they can go to address range anxiety that some will have initially. And some people, you know, haven't got a point of work where they're travelling around the country and salespeople.
But so how well used are these points in Corby?
There is usually one here every day now. 6 months ago, that wasn't the case. And the points around Corby now, again, 18 months ago, very little use. We're now into regular daily use for some of the charge points. It's helped by the fact that the council now has adopted a number of electric vehicles they've got. Their target is 10% of their fleet, and they already have 10 vehicles on their fleet now.
So are you saying some of this is about sort of reassuring the public?
I think that is true. Yeah, I mean, it is a new venture. Those that have not engaged or experienced electric vehicles have some preconception about it, and it is about a reinsurance. And we were able to get, European money to help us address that issue for Corby.
Nick Bolton from Electric Corby. Well, electric car owners will probably be familiar with the online Zap map. It shows all the charging points in the UK. Zap Map's director, Dr. Ben Lane, told me about the number of charging points in Northamptonshire.
On the whole, I'd say it's, you've got fewer points on average, going up and down the M1. There's a cluster in Milton Keynes. There's a cluster in Corby. I think you've got about four or five locations in Northampton, but probably you're a little bit underrepresented on the EV charging front. I think across the county, fairly average, given the type of buildings. Obviously, if you were in the centre of Birmingham, the centre of London, you'd expect there to be more charging. So given the sort of density of population, it's probably around average, but there are a couple of gaps.
Does it actually matter how many chargers there are available publicly in an area?
Yes and no. It certainly matters psychologically. To be honest, most EV users will charge 80% of the time, 8 out of 10 times, at home, and that tends to be overnight. And there's some very good reasons for that. If you have off-street parking, your car's not doing anything overnight. Electricity tends to be cheaper overnight, and also it's less carbon intensive. So there's some very good reasons that EV users and the government wants electric cars to be charged overnight. The second most popular place of charging is actually the workplace. So even if you haven't got charging at home, if you've got an understanding employer, if they haven't got a charge point already, there are some grants available to get a charge point at the workplace. So actually, most of the charging events are done at home or the workplace. When you need one out and about, it tends to be up and down the motorway, so for you, it'd be up and down the M1, and there, it's the type of charger that matters, because then you want a rapid charger, which is 50 kilowatts or faster. You want to charge in half an hour and then be on your way.
So are there different types of charger then?
There are essentially three speeds of charger, so slow, fast and rapid. The other thing you need to be aware of are the different types of connectors. You do need to learn a little about the charger types. The good news is, when you're all up and running and you've got the right cable in your car, it's all fairly simple. But you do need to do a bit of research first. When you run your setup, it's not that complicated at all, but you do need to do, half an hour research online to learn about the different connectors.
One of my colleagues was thinking of going electric, but might well be put off by the complexity now. But having said that, her main concern was the apparent lack of local charging points. Is she right to be concerned about that?
It's certainly something you want to look into, but what I would be the advice I would give is the main thing is, do you have any off-street parking at home? Do you, if you have a garage or a drive, you can't trail a cable across a pavement. If you have off-street parking, it's a breeze. You know, you can plug into a 3-pin socket. There are grants out there to get a proper proper socket in your garage or close to the driveway. It's very easy indeed.
Director of ZapMap, Dr. Ben Lane. ZapMap is where you can find all the details of where the charging points are.